Recently, I revealed that Social Development Minister Sisithi Tolashe had accepted two luxury Chinese SUVs allegedly intended for the ANC Women's League and instead quietly registered them in the names of her two children. Now I can tell you that Tolashe was not alone. There was a second cabinet minister who allegedly took three of the SUVs, and it's not a minister you might expect. I'm Rebecca Davis, senior journalist at Daily Maverick. Minister of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Maropane Ramakgopa now stands accused of doing the same thing as Tolashe, accepting luxury Chinese SUVs allegedly meant for the ANC Women's League and passing them on to her inner circle instead. According to multiple sources, five bike X55 SUVs were donated in total by Chinese representatives in late 2023, intended for the Women's League. Two went to Tolashe, three, our sources say, went to Ramakgopa. At the time of the alleged donation, both women held senior positions in the ANC Women's League. Tolashe was its president, Ramakgopa was its national coordinator. Both also held positions in the presidency as minister and deputy minister, respectively. Ramakgopa has not disclosed receiving any gifts at all in the Parliamentary Register of Members' Interest for 2023, 2024 or 2025. Her spokesperson, Petole Rampedi, was unequivocal when I first approached him. Quote, the minister has never received any cars from Chinese officials. But my investigation suggested differently. Tracking the cars allegedly given to Ramakgopa was way more complex than those given to Tolashe and would eventually take me to the heart of the Eastern Cape. But my breakthrough came when I traced a yellow bike X55, exactly the same model and color of the car given to Sisithi Tolashe's daughter, first registered on the 30th of January 2024 in the name of Kantilomzi Ntuli. Ntuli happens to be Minister Ramakgopa's son. I went back to the minister's spokesperson and told him I had evidence that a bike SUV of the same model Tolashe received from Chinese officials had been registered in the minister's son's name. I offered Ramakgopa the opportunity to amend her response. The response is still the same, Rampedi replied. The minister did not receive any cars from a Chinese official. I then sent Rampedi the vehicle registration records directly and asked whether the minister could provide evidence of the alternative provenance of her son's car, a purchase record, for instance. I received no further response. Now, that potentially accounted for one of the three SUVs allegedly given to Ramakgopa. Sources told me a second was being used by Ramakgopa's elderly mother in Limpopo with the aid of a driver. I was unable to verify that because I couldn't trace the whereabouts of Ramakgopa's mother. The hunt for the third vehicle took me to the Eastern Cape. My sources indicated that the remaining bike SUV had found its way to a township near Whittlesea and to a figure who has cropped up in controversial circumstances in South African politics for the last decade, a man called Luvo Makasi. Makasi is a businessman, lawyer, and these days the bishop of a small church in Sada, his home township near Whittlesea. He first came to public attention in 2017 as the alleged younger romantic partner of then Water Minister Nomvula Mokonyane and was accused of using that relationship to exert unearned authority over her department. He was later removed as chairperson of the Central Energy Fund for allegedly soliciting bribes from oil companies on behalf of senior politicians, which he denied. It is understood that Makasi is now a close associate of Minister Ramakgopa. ANC social media shows that in April this year, Ramakgopa led an ANC delegation to spend Easter with Makasi's little-known church in Sada. My sources said members of the Makasi family had been seen driving a bike SUV. My colleague Thembile Skolana visited Sada over the weekend and scoped out Makasi's church and home. The car was nowhere to be seen, but he didn't need to look hard for confirmation of its existence. Turns out local residents knew the SUV immediately. Because in a small, underprivileged, semi-rural township like this, a new luxury 4x4 is not something people miss, especially not a red one. One resident told us in isiXhosa that when Makasi came to Sada, he was driving a Beijing, another name for the X55. Another said he had assumed the car belonged to Makasi's mother, as she appeared to have had use of it too. Now consider this, in January 2024, the month Ramakgopa's son's SUV was first registered in his name, Bike sold just 295 vehicles across all models in the whole of South Africa. What are the chances that two members of Ramakgopa's inner circle would end up coincidentally driving the exact same model of car that Tolashe had given to her own children in the same period. Here's the really unfortunate thing about these allegations against Ramakgopa, though. Ramakgopa has been widely regarded as one of the rising stars in a new generation of ANC politicians. She is 46 years old, seen as one of the most capable and energetic ANC ministers in the current cabinet, and is one of President Ramaphosa's closest allies. She sits in the ANC's top six as second deputy secretary general. She's been put in charge of reviving the very tired ANC Women's League. And those positions show how much she is respected in the party. And until now, she has avoided any suggestion of corrupt or improper conduct. That is what makes this week's revelation so surprising and so uncomfortable for Ramaphosa. Ramakgopa's closeness to Ramaphosa is very well known. And then there's the awkward reality for Ramaphosa that both Ramakgopa and Tolashe were ministers in the presidency at the time of the alleged donations. This is a certain political headache brewing, but neither the presidency nor ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula responded to my questions. Ramakgopa's spokesperson maintains the minister received no cards from Chinese officials. I say, prove it.